recorded live.
Evening. My name is Brenda Lanoff and of the Mindful Healing Show. So I'm creator of the Whispering Energetic Healing. I'm a medical intuitive practitioner, and I incorporate many healing modalities, work around the world with individuals on Skype, phone, and in person. So providing sessions that are really geared towards the individual's concerns. So the intent of this show, and the reason I just love doing this show, it's revealing how energy healing is a complement, not a conflict with Western medicine, how combination of Eastern and Western medicine can increase your ability to overcome health challenges. So this radio show is really for anyone who wants to experience a unique and powerful way to complement your current practices. If you're a patient, healthcare professional, holistic healer, or any individual looking for transformation. Tonight, I have the opportunity to interview a lady I've known for quite a few years. Her name is Adrienne Sassafras, and Adrienne is a empowerment coach, energy transformation expert, certified access consciousness facilitator, and an internationally best-selling author. She's highly trained in the gamut of leading-edge alternative health and wellness approaches that are grounded in the extraordinary power of intuition and energetic awareness. With joy, gentleness, and elegance, Adrienne offers up effective tools, techniques, and expertise that can contribute to instantly shifting you from any and all limitation, unease, and dis-ease, while also facilitating you to receive new possibilities and empowering you to create whatever it is you desire to in your life. She travels globally, facilitating classes in consciousness. She recently created the Elegance of Conscious Living online summit series and is in the process of launching an online publishing company. Adrienne offers group classes and private sessions worldwide, both in person and online. Welcome, Adrienne.
Thank you so much, Brenda. It's so wonderful to collaborate with you again.
It is. It's been so many years, and we met, I don't know how many years ago, in modality that we're both learning at that time. And yeah, and it's just been interesting to watch your growth and to see what you're up to. And, you know, I haven't explored in this radio show access consciousness, and I really want to dive into that. But prior to doing that, if you can just give some history of the type of work you've done, or how did you end up being so attracted to the access consciousness?
Well, thank you so much for giving me the space to offer the possibility and the magic of access. Yeah, it was a long time ago that you and I met studying, I guess it was the UN method at that time. And it's interesting how, you know, healers and facilitators start to move into receiving their talents and capabilities and then also start playing around with other approaches. After the UN method, I was looking for something more. I mean, the UN method can certainly end up creating instant change for people, and I know that you and I certainly played with that. I was just searching for something more and, you know, basically asking what else was possible. And that led me to Theta Healing. And that was a wonderful experience connecting, you know, with pure source energy, you know, pure consciousness, if you say, and commanding and witnessing healings taking place, removing, you know, belief systems, erroneous belief systems that people have had, and really, you know, playing around with instant energetic change. Doing some advanced training in Theta Healing, which was really quite intense because it involved us, you know, looking really deeply in ourselves and moving into where we were holding pain within our bodies and our beings. And that was a bit intense sometimes, and we would do it all day long. And I fortunately had the pleasure of having a teacher's assistant that was actually an Access Consciousness Bars facilitator. And at the end of the day, we would end up, you know, running each other's bars. Access Bars is sort of the first place where people, begin with Access Consciousness. And it's a hands-on light touch energy therapy with positions applied on the head, that once you, start the energies, they start to dissipate and release all of your limitations, your negative thinking patterns, your repressed emotions, all of your social programming. And what is so attractive about it is that it can happen with ease and with grace, right? Without necessarily having to move into or, slog through all of your painful stuff or stuff that you've identified as pain. It just enables you to let go of all of the junk and receive more of who you truly be.
Wow.
So that's sort of how I started playing with access.
Yeah, I've had a chance to experience some access consciousness treatments, and I did years ago. I did get my bars run, and I always thought, this is it's a great modality and energy healing. And I thought, gee, if you could really do this long distance, that would be wonderful. Is that something that you've played around with? Doing a long distance with it.
Well, generally the bars work best if you're doing it in person. Once you end up taking the bars, there certainly are more advanced classes that get into the deprogramming of, your limitations and, everything that you've bought in this reality as, what was only possible so that you can move into infinite possibility. Using the, facilitation techniques with the access tools like asking questions to bring up the energies of limitation and then using the access clearing statement, it enables you to really go through, stuff very quickly. And this kind of technique can be done very effectively by distance.
Okay. It was interesting because I had, that's what it was. It was a group session that I facilitate. And we were experimenting with a lady in South Africa. And she ran bars, but she had the intent of running bars at a certain time. So we were really experimenting to see, okay, does anybody feel anything within the group? Because it was supposed to be within that time. You had to, decipher the time and the time change. But I believe so. And then we never experimented any further with that. And I think then I don't know if she continued with it or not, but it was certainly interesting. And it's just so much that you can do at a distance now. And with the energies that are picking up, we really are expanding our way of, like you say, possibilities of what we can do.
Mm-hmm. Certainly the bars can be done by distance, but as a certified facilitator, taking a bars class and doing the process, hands-on, body-to-body is far more effective.
Okay.
People do offer bar sessions by distance, but one of the beautiful parts of access consciousness is really, receiving from your body and also receiving from other people's bodies contributing to you. There's so many taboos we have about bodies in this reality, and there are other, approaches and modalities which completely don't even consider the body as part of the journey to consciousness, right? Within access consciousness, it certainly is the playing ground and has the capacities to facilitate you to become more conscious.
Okay, so let's just do an example here. Now, when we talk about running bars, let's just give a description of what does that mean? How does that possibly work? I know there are hand positions involved, and is it like running energy through your meridians? Or can you explain for a person who's just trying to visualize that they
That's a great question. Many people often ask, is it like acupuncture or acupressure where you use the acupressure energy points? And the answer to that is no. There are certainly, there could be pressure points that are underneath those bars, but when you play with access bars, you're not actually activating those. What ends up happening, there's 32 bars, and each one of those bars actually ends up corresponding to, an aspect of one's life and living. So, for example, we have money control and creativity, right? We have body and sexuality. We have hopes and dreams. We have healing. We have kindness, gratitude, peace, and calm. And each, as you apply very light touch on those bars, everywhere you're holding limitation or points of view or charges in regards to those particular points, right? Like say your limited points of view is about money. All of that starts to dissipate. It starts to release and leave your body. So I am not actually channeling energy into the person to assist them in releasing. It's just a matter of kind of like plugging into those points. And as you do, their body starts to release and let go of everything that it truly is not.
Okay. So can you have an example or give us an example of somebody that comes to you and, for example, they just broke up in a relationship. So they're having a relationship problem.
Yeah, that's awesome. One thing that I really found so attractive about Access Consciousness is that it really enables you to launch forward at quantum speed and choose more change and infinite change and as much change as you're willing to receive, right? So if someone, you know, I actually have a client that I'm playing with in regards to, you know, moving from beyond a relationship that's not very healthy and wasn't a contribution to her. And she was so ready to launch forward that, you know, within a matter of 3 or 4 sessions, she's already let go of, you know, the history that she's had with relationships that were unhealthy and has like moved forward so powerfully and so beautifully into creating a new life. So what ends up happening is in this situation, I'm working with her by distance. I facilitate her by asking questions and allowing her to also become aware of things that she's chosen not to become aware of. Because as infinite beings, we're all infinite beings, and Access encourages us to play in that realm and move into that realm. And we all have an inner knowing and an awareness that we've decided to forget about or that has been completely deprogrammed out of us, right? So we actually know everything. And as a facilitator, we often ask clients or students that are in our classes, what is it that you know? Or what are you unwilling to know about this situation? And when we end up asking that question, there is a vacuum of energy on a universal level that starts to open up so that that person is then capable of receiving their awareness. Every time somebody says, I don't know, they're actually lying because we're infinite beings and we know everything. So what is it then that we're not willing to know that if we allowed ourselves to know it, would end up changing our life, our situation instantaneously. Does that help you?
Yes, that gives a good description. I know that one of the books and that I have to revisit is As to Money and the different clearing statements as to money. So I think that would be an excellent one for most people that are just really kind of, you know, struggling. You know, just some people are really having a difficult time now. So what would be an example of, and believe me, I could use some Access Consciousness work tonight. So let's look as to money. And what would be a good clearing statement that you would use? And for everybody else that's going to be listening to this at a later date or as tonight, but what would be a statement that you would use, for example, as to money?
Well, that's a really interesting and very charged place often for people to play in. How many points of view? First of all, money is actually a concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everywhere, I'm just going to ask questions of you and then, you know, of the listeners too who are listening in the future, you can certainly say yes to the questions that I'm asking Brenda and receive those clearings as well. Now, before I go ahead and begin with facilitating some more possibilities for you, I just want to introduce the Access Clearing Statement. I use it after I ask a question. And it is basically a magic wand that completely removes all of the limitation and all of the holding patterns of the energy that ends up coming up with the question.
For more information, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. But for the time being, I'm just going to let you know the clearing statement is right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pox, boys, shorts, and beyond. And you don't have to understand it or, you know, clue into what it means at all. It's actually designed to bypass your thinking mind so that you can let go of those limited thoughts, let go of your mind, and move into infinite possibility. So, Brenda, I'm going to ask you, all of the concepts that you have solidified into your life as money and the limitation of money or money as limitation, would you like to destroy and uncreate all of those times a gazillion?
Yes.
So I'm asking you if you'd like to let go of all of that. So that's the destroying and uncreating. When I say the word a gazillion, that's like an infinite amount of times that only, you know, God source energy would have an inkling and an understanding of. So that big, right? So all of those times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pox, boys, shorts, and beyonds. So in regards to you, Brenda, when you say you could certainly use a little bit of assistance in regards to money, how is that? How is it that your money is not flowing to you with ease? Where have you concluded that you actually have problems with money?
I think it's as to what money represents and how you acquire money.
Okay. So everything that is times a gazillion, would you like to destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pox, boys, shorts, and beyonds. So money is actually just a word to sort of represent the flow of energy and contributive energy to you, right, from, you know, perhaps a contribution that you made to the universe or just the contributive flow of energy that the universe wants to give to you, right? So where have you bought what money signifies from and claimed it as your own? What does money signify to you?
Control.
Aha, cool. So everything that's holding all of that in place and everywhere you actually controlled people with money in previous lifetimes and other realities, would you like to destroy and uncreate all of that times a gazillion?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pox, boys, shorts, and beyonds. So where did you buy the lie that money is control? And how does money end up showing up as control in your life?
I bought it society through family, how it should be, shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the last one?
What was the last one? Truthfully, I can't remember because when I'm playing with energy, I'm in that space. And it's
well,
like, well,
you know, I have to tell you, and this might seem a little bit strange to, and maybe not, but because I've been doing energy work for many, many years. With Ariadne doing this, I can actually feel more of a lightness. I had a bit of a tenseness before. So it's a shift in energy. It really does happen, people. And I can't explain to you how, but because of the fact that energy does exist, we can't see it, a shift is happening. So I'm feeling a little bit calmer. I'm sensing that the thing with money, the issue with money is, well, it's so massive, firstly. But it's something that I think I'm assuming that you'd have to keep these clearing statements frequently. Like, this isn't something that you just, oof, you know, it's gone. Like, you'll never have that issue again. I'm thinking that you can be triggered by so many things that it's just like, okay, I got to do, you know, look at maybe doing this clearing statement again. Is that a right assumption?
Well, first off, I would ask you, what do you know? Because obviously you have your own awareness about, you know, shifting and clearing and releasing and letting go. Certainly we're in the, you know, when we play with access, it's like everything is possible and anything is possible. And we move into, you know,
challenging, not challenging, but choosing beyond what we thought was impossible. It all depends on how willing and how much change you're willing to allow yourself.
Yes. And I get that, and that is true. Perhaps there could be so much change, it would be so uncomfortable that we wouldn't know how to deal with it.
Well, I mean, that's certainly based on my experience of what I'm choosing and how I'm choosing to create my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly, you know, the awarenesses that I've had. I mean, all of us would love to, you know, I'm sure most of us would love to, you know, win $50 million or $2 million or whatever it is, the lottery. But how many of us are actually in allowance of
yes.
that change showing up overnight for us?
Absolutely.
Right? And anywhere. Yeah, we've bought, you know, limitation or hard work or the comfort of, you know, our lives and the money we have in our lives. Would you all like to destroy and create all of that times a gazillion and allow yourselves to receive avalanches of money instantaneously for eternity? And everything that's standing in the way of that, would you like to destroy and uncreate it all?
I'm not too sure. And the reason I say that is because, you know, what if you did come into this massive amount of money? I'm sure, you know, you could work it out and get through all the negative belief systems of money is evil and, you know, people with money are not very nice people and all these stereotypes that we have about money. But if you came across it, if you really did receive this big chunk of money, I think it would take a little while for it to settle in and to feel comfortable with it. I don't think I feel comfortable with it right away.
So what is that? What else is attached to the possibility of you having millions of dollars? And
I think what was attached to that is visibility.
Visibility?
See, visibility. So when you have lots of money, you're more visible to the world. You're noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's something to do with not wanting to be so noticed,
mm-hmm.
because then you could be a target.
Great. So everywhere you had so much money that you were a target and people stole from you and people murdered you and they murdered your loved ones and kidnapped people that were close to you because of all of the money that you had, would you like to destroy and uncreate all of that times a gazillion?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, put and pox, boys, shorts, and beyonds. And it's really interesting how you identify visibility and, you know, on the flip side, invisibility, and how, you know, we can hide in our lives and not be visible and have people not see us, and we can, you know, have comfort and see comfort in that. So, yeah, what if that, you know, invisibility or lack of visibility is actually also hindering your capacity to expand your business?
Oh,
you'd like to be a little bit, yeah, you'd like to be a little bit invisible. So everywhere you're hiding, and for whatever reason you're hiding, everything that's underneath all of that, would you like to destroy and uncreate at all times a gazillion?
With ease and grace? Yes.
Absolutely. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pox, boys, shorts, and beyond. I think a lot of people are also like, gosh, if I have a lot of money, then that means I'm going to have to take care of everybody that I know that doesn't have very much money. And people are just going to, you know, beg for money and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So anywhere you might be resonating with that, would you like to destroy and uncreate at all times a gazillion?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pox, boys, shorts, and beyonds. And it's really interesting. What ends up happening is that we are such aware psychic beings that we pick up on the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of all of those around us and
yeah.
also, you know, general society. So I'll ask you, is that actually your belief systems about money and money being control, or is that somebody else's?
Well, and that's a great point, because we do pick up on the collective consciousness, whether we realize it or not. And so for just what you described, so for example, the wars that are occurring right now, and, you know, a lot of awful things are happening, and we do pick up at it on a collective conscious level very, you know, very subconsciously, and it does affect us. So this is, you know, what you're saying is absolutely right on, is that we are picking up on it, whether we like it or not.
So that's, I mean, and what if that awareness, right, that picking up on is actually our awareness and can be a contribution to us as well, right?
Yes,
that's
true.
Part of our, like, X-Men-like capacities. We are that aware. So the first question I'd always like to ask myself, ask you, and ask the listeners, or have the listeners ask themselves when they're encountering challenges, difficulties, whatever, is this mine or is this someone else's? It can also be something else's, and if it's something else's, 85% of the time, it's actually the Earth asking you to contribute energy to her, right?
Okay.
So if we have a pain in our body or something, discomfort in our body, intensity in our body, and it's not ours, often the Earth is saying, hey, can you contribute your energy to me?
Okay, right? So can you explain this a little more detail, because it might seem a little bit too woo-woo, this part here.
Okay.
So what exactly do you mean, contribute to the Earth?
Oh, well, that is, you know, just actually sending your energy, right, and your awareness into the Earth. Right, so we can just go, you know, on the count of three, we can just say, I'm just going to go through the exercise here, and then we can do it together. One, two, three, and then I send energy down into the Earth. It's almost, I mean, I can't say, I wish I could say it more eloquently, but this is what comes to mind, as if we're flushing a toilet, right? So we send our energy down into the Earth with that kind of intensity and that, you know, communication of our energy to the Earth. Okay, and we can do it again. So you and I can do it together. One,
okay.
Two, three. One, two, three, and one, two, three. So how do you feel now? Better, worse, or the same?
Calmer, so I do feel better.
Awesome. And what if we can actually be in communion and contribute our energy to the Earth every single moment of our lives? And what if we can actually allow ourselves to receive the contribution of the Earth to us? We end up living in this very separated reality that's been, you know, fostered based on, you know, all of the limitations of this reality and how, you know, reality wants to control us and remove us from oneness, consciousness, you know, spiritual enlightenment, God source, whatever it is. It's what we end up choosing as we become more conscious that ends up then creating a new possibility. So if you ask yourself, is this mine or someone else's, often people who've never played around with energy are like, oh, I don't know, how am I supposed to know, right? Another tool with access, if it's light and expansive, it's true for you. And if it's contracted and heavy, it's not true for you. So
okay,
if you
can
say,
you explain that, please,
yes.
That how that feels?
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. So, do you have some choices that are in your life right now?
Well, there's always choices.
Yeah. So what choices do you have that are you're considering, but you haven't chosen yet?
Where I'm going to live.
Okay. Awesome. Fantastic. So have you already moved to Naramata, you and your husband?
We're in Naramata, but we're feeling a little bit of that gypsy spirit. So, you know, I don't know if it's permanent. I don't sense it will be.
So is it okay? So this is great. So if we move into the possibility of you and your husband purchasing land in Naramata or even purchasing land in British Columbia, move into the energy of that. Does that actually feel light and spacious to you, or does that feel heavy and contracted?
Well, doing the work that I do, which is muscle testing with swaying backward forward, I'm going very much to the back, which indicates a no.
So if you actually just played with the tool of light and heavy and sensed the energy of it and allowed yourself to sense the energy of it, is there space and lightness, or is it heavy and contracted?
As to this move, or F2, the thought of... The thought of purchasing doesn't interest me.
So that would probably feel heavy and contracted to you.
Absolutely heavy to me, because if you purchase, then that means you're kind of held down. So the idea, the lightness of being in movement, flexibility, it's way more appealing to me, and it feels much lighter for me at this point in my life.
Awesome. Fantastic. So are your husband and you considering, going to be expats in Ecuador, or are you considering
another country? I'm going back on Ecuador. I've already done the South American thing. I don't know, but I certainly got a sense of what you're saying, and to check in, because things can change. I can feel this way now, but in maybe 3 months things shift and I might go, I would like to, get more settled or feel settled in, for example, British Columbia, Canada, is where we're doing this show at. So that could be at some point in time, but right now it's just like, no, my body's saying no.
Mm-hmm. So it's always about what's true for you too, because, somebody else who might have been traveling around the world, it might be also ready to settle down and purchase beautiful property in Naramata because it's so gorgeous there and the energy is lovely. So, what's light for you may be heavy for somebody else, and vice versa, right? So expansive energy, light energy, possibility for you, a choice that's going to be a contribution to you, contracted heavy energy, something that's not true for you, and then something that isn't going to be a contribution to you. So if you're in doubt about, is this mine or something else's, right? If it feels heavy that it's something else's, and it feels light that it's yours, then it's going to be yours, right?
I feel like it's something else, because on this property, I have to say, I broke my arm severely 6 weeks ago yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
On this property. And there's been a few other things that have happened. It's just like, oh boy, I don't know about this. It wasn't a good start. So it's just sort of changed the way that I feel about the energy of the land, to be honest.
Okay, so are there beings in the land that are holding control over the land, or is it something else? What feels light, and what's the first awareness that comes up for you?
I know I'm not getting beings. I'm just getting that there's something else. There's that gypsy type of, there's so much to see and do and play. And with our time, it's like, time is precious. And it was like having this broken arm was something that kind of held me down. It makes you reevaluate life and what direction you're going. And so it just was not feeling, even though it's gorgeous and beautiful and the energies are high here, it's just feeling this is for now, but it's not a forever situation. It's like I need to spread my wings is what came up on some earlier show that I did with this broken arm. It was like, okay, my body was broken than to allow me to expand.
Beautiful. How does it get any better than that?
Yeah. Expansion is what I need. So I love where this all goes, and how you can follow, quote, the energy, because you're actually following it, and you're doing an excellent job with it, by the way. So it's a great thing to do. It's a great energy work too for anyone. I would suggest that if you haven't ever had a session, really consider the possibility of having one, because it does create a shift that it's you can't really it's difficult to explain, but you can feel it. And I can, even with what work that we've done just now, I'm definitely feeling lighter. When I just check in with my body, I'm just feeling this more of expansiveness, actually.
Beautiful. And so anywhere, we've created limitation around money, would you like to destroy and uncreate all of that times a gazillion?
Yes, please.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pox, boys, shorts, and beyonds. Because often people, oh, well, we retire and we've got a retirement savings plan and, you know, they lock themselves into these limitations of our reality. What if you actually had the capacity to generate more income from where you are now, Brenda, until you choose to leave this planet than you've ever generated in this life, or that you and your husband have ever generated in this life put together?
Yes.
And everything that's standing in the way of all of that, would you like to destroy and uncreate at all times a gazillion?
Please.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pox, boys, shorts, and beyonds. Because what if we actually didn't have to get old and die? What if that's just another lie that we've bought into in this reality? And what if you actually can choose to live to be 350 years old? Think of how much money you can generate and create by that time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And how much fun could you have?
Well, I definitely, the money has to go with your health and well-being. And so it's in direct relationship. So I would be really working with, oh, and that could lead into something, you know, obviously a new chapter here, a new link. But as to your thought of aging, what that represents and how you view aging, how the world views aging, I mean, that just goes on. I mean, that's the whole thing I'm sure that you could just look at and help with individuals.
Yeah, that's what's so wonderful about the tools of Access Consciousness is that it can, you know, just asking the question, what else is possible here, enables you to go beyond any limitation and anything that's been, you know, programmed as an impossibility for you to actually create whatever it is you desire and what you're allowing yourself to receive. But when it comes to money, we have a book in Access Consciousness called Money's Not the Problem, You Are, right? So it's your incapacity to actually allow yourself to receive things in your life, whatever it is you desire in your life, for whatever reason that might be. So anywhere you're not and your listeners are not allowing themselves to receive infinite amounts of money in their lives and lives of ease, joy, and glory, for whatever reasons that might be, would you like to destroy and uncreate all of that times a gazillion?
Yes, for myself and everyone that's listening to this call.
Yay, right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pox, boys, shorts, and beyond. Yeah, and how does it get any better than that? Those are the two tools, you know, that I'd love to, you know, leave your listeners, is actually asking questions, what else is possible here? You know, for example, I was facilitating some classes in Prince George and I was in the wrong room on the wrong day and the man came in and he's like, hey, we need this room. And I'm like, what else is possible here that we haven't even considered? And as soon as you ask that question, the universe just delivers another possibility. So he's like, oh, I can go into this room and it actually might be better for us. And, you know, everything fitted and worked out absolutely perfectly in everybody's schedules. You know,
perfect.
I was driving through Lake Vernon and I had changed my tires last year into winter tires and they didn't actually put them on properly and I had to drive into Canadian Tire there and the guy's like, oh, there's like a 3-hour wait. And I'm like, what else is possible here? And what will it take for you to be able to look at my car right away? And basically the garage door open in my car went, they had it on a hoist. I was talking to a man that had been waiting there for 3 hours and I got out before he did.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
What if life could be that easy? And what would you all like to create and generate with your lives that you bought as an impossibility?
Mm-hmm. That's
beautiful.
Great. It is. So tell me about the classes that you teach, and let's start there first.
Yeah, so I do the Access Bars. I also do body processes, and those are like a collection. I think we've probably got about 60 current body processes in Access Consciousness that are, you know, a selection of energies that can, you know, contribute to changing your body in a myriad of ways. Some can be more specific than others. For example, we've got the energetic facelift, right? That enables you to actually receive dynamic change, removing the signs of aging and degeneration in your face and in the rest of your body, and it's a hands-on body therapy, right? So there's 60 different body processes. I also teach the foundation and level one trainings, which are the core classes of Access Consciousness, or some of the core classes of Access Consciousness. And those, the foundation is 2 days and the level one is 2 days. And together with the bars is a prerequisite, you end up moving to through totally changing your life as much as you're willing to receive. For example, I had one student in my last class who, I think she was probably about 70, and she had a lot of stuff go on in her childhood that she still hadn't been capable of letting go of. And through the questions and through the facilitation and through her actually choosing to let go, we ended up shifting stuff that she had not let go of up until that point. So, I mean, how much change are you actually willing to choose?
Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely. People aren't necessarily comfortable with launching into change. And it's really interesting because I think earlier in the call you had mentioned, you know, uncomfortableness. I'm certainly choosing a lot of change and growth and expansion with my business and moving into, you know, generating other business projects, but also looking at the way I've been living my life and my business and moving into and out of control into new possibilities. And that's, you know, like today I was feeling really wonky and, you know, upset, and I needed to shed some tears. And, you know, what would it take for us not to be intimidated by the uncomfortableness of change so we can move through it easy and, you know, create something extraordinary on the planet?
Yeah, I believe that that's probably very true, but at the same time, we're so, again, so connected. I don't know how we can you can disconnect. You know, we're so, you know, as a collective conscious, we are connected 24/7.
Okay, so what does that collective conscious mean to you? Is that oneness? Is that something totally different? Is that an aspect of oneness? What is collective consciousness?
It means to me, it's the oneness of the universe. So again, you know, for whatever happens to your friend who's just lost her job, or someone across the world has been murdered, or next door robbery, whatever that is, but it's picking up on those energies. So to be feeling out of sorts, that has to be a pretty human thing to do. I don't see how a person can be, you know, you're not going to be happy all the time, or
what
see that how that could be because of the, how we're connected.
Right. So what if our points of views actually of energy, right? So judgment, for example, right? Nobody likes to be judged. Often, you know, we end up holding wounds in our bodies and our beings because of, you know, boyfriends, husbands that judge us, you know, parents that judge us, all of that sort of stuff. But what if everything was actually just energy? And we didn't have a judgment on it or an explanation of it, and we could receive it all. And is it our charges, our decisions, our judgments, our conclusions about that energy that end up creating it as distress and unease?
Yeah, I think that's something you'd have to, I can see what, I mean, this is something you'd have to be conscious and working all the time just as a, mm-hmm. daily practice,
mm-hmm.
which of course would make sense to me,
mm-hmm.
and but being open to that, and then understanding that every time that you create these statements, that it's creating a change. If it's not like a massive change like right away, but a change is occurring, and knowing that there's a change occurring, I would imagine would be also an accumulative effect.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you actually mentioned that, because every time you end up clearing your stuff, right, through facilitation, through asking questions, through the clearing statement, you're actually unlocking those similar limitations for, you know, hundreds of thousands of beings in the mm-hmm. universe, or hundreds of thousands of beings who've had those limitations in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, you know, getting back to oneness and choice, right, what can we choose as more consciousness on the planet that then is going to be the catalyst for others to choose more consciousness too?
Right.
Just by our choices.
You know, it's just like change yourself, change your life, change yourself, change the world, right? As opposed to, oh, the world outside of me has to change. Well, what if it's you becoming more conscious and all that you be is actually the gift that's going to set the world into a new reality?
And that's, I think that's something that's a daily practice and something that, you know, we have to have daily reminders. And I like the right-wrong pod statement. And and again, as was mentioned, is that we don't need to know what that means, but it's already been, I don't know, coded in or how you described it, but it does have an effect. And can you just tell me briefly, where did this originate from?
Gary Douglas is the founder of Access Consciousness, and Dr. Dane here is the co-founder of Access Consciousness. And my awareness of it is that there was a time in Gary's life, I'd say probably about 25 years ago, where he was actually looking for more possibilities on this planet. He was a gifted channel, and you know, people were seeing him for his capacity that he had to channel. But what he found out is that people were asking, you know, questions that weren't really a contribution to greater consciousness on the planet. So he himself started to ask questions. What else could be possible here? How can I be a greater contribution to the planet? And we ask these questions, right? The universe starts to deliver us possibilities. So he was, you know, open to the possibilities that ended up showing up in his universe. And he had a friend or colleague that actually wanted to fly him down to, I believe it was New York City, to do some channeling work while someone was doing massage. And Gary ended up then coming up into receiving the information that was the bars through his awareness, right? He was, I don't want to use the word guided, but received the awareness that the bars was to become a class. And then, you know, he started asking more questions. You know, what else is possible here that I haven't yet received? And in the process of asking more questions and receiving information and awareness from the energies that he was channeling, he started to move into creating, receiving the material that is part of Access Consciousness, and then continuously expanding it from there by asking more questions, receiving more awareness. How does it get any better than that? So, I mean, it's just such an extraordinary journey because you end up, you know, you can never really exhaust yourself and arrive at an end point, because every time you ask a question, there's an infinite number of possibilities that end up opening up for you. So your life really becomes this extraordinary journey of expansion and adventure.
Wow, wonderful. I can definitely hear it in your voice. And like I say, I did feel when we were doing some clearings, I did feel some shift is what I'll say, energy shifting. So yeah, it's I love the work, and for anybody that's interested in looking at it, I would recommend give Ariadne a call. And can you pass out your information and for all that are listening here tonight and later on?
Absolutely. My phone number is 250-814-4116. You can certainly give me a call. We can book in for a, you know, 15-20 minute free clarity discovery session. My website that you can get a hold of me on is www.accessyourawareness.com, and that's accessyourawareness.com. And if you're interested in booking in for a private session or learning a little bit more about the tools of Access Consciousness and facilitating yourself into instant change with ease, I'd be delighted and honored to help you. How did I get so lucky?
Well, thank you. That was enjoyable, and it makes me think about actually looking again at Access Consciousness and continue on. You know, it's a never-ending journey, as you mentioned. It just opens up one question, opens up possibilities of more, and it continues on. So there's just so many wonderful opportunities and healing work out there, and it's sometimes it can be hard. You're searching for one thing that's going to help you out. And by listening tonight, I'm hoping that that there'll be someone who might be gravitated towards this work, and I'm sure that there is. That would be just be a situation where they're going, I think this might be something I'm looking for. So great, thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's been delightful.
And yes, so that's the information, and it will be recorded on my website of whisperingenergetic.ca. It'll be recording there, and then again on TalkShoe under Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. So thanks, and we'll be talking to you very shortly, Adrian. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Have a wonderful evening. Good night, all.
Bye.